USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Revelations from the founder of Overstock.com, Patrick Byrne, who resigns as CEO Thursday, following claims he helps with various FBI investigations looking into Russian interference in the 2016 election, as he has a romantic relationship with a Russian agent, Maria Butina. She is in prison. Byrne telling Bulls and Bears host David Asman on Fox Business,
"No, I'm not getting chased out. And the board, this is me ejecting, and I have to. I have to because I've been warned that if I come forward to America, that the apparatus of Washington is going to grind me into a dust. And that's going to happen, and I have to get that away from the company. It's only right."
Now, Byrne credits legendary investor Warren Buffett with pushing him to come forward to discuss his alleged involvement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to address the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership for Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson will be meeting with President Trump at the G7 summit Saturday in France, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Before leaving for the G7 summit, Boris Johnson held Brexit talks with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. Johnson said the UK's vote to quit the EU must be respected.
It is vital for trust in politics that if you have a referendum, then you should act on the instructions of the voters. And that is why we must come out of the EU on October the 31st, deal or no deal.
Prime Minister Johnson argues it could leave the UK tied to the EU on an indefinite basis, contrary to the results of the 2016 referendum, in which 52% of the voters opted to leave.
Former White House spokesman Sean Spicer will be in the spotlight again as he joins Dancing with the Stars. President Trump on Twitter saying he will do great. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Another former member of the Trump administration, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, hired by Fox News as a contributor. She starts next month. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
When she announced back in June she was stepping down as White House press chief, Sarah Huckabee Sanders said,
"I'm going to continue to be one of the most outspoken and loyal supporters of the president."
Now it's been announced she's signing on as a Fox News contributor. Fox making the announcement, saying Sanders will provide political commentary across all Fox media entities, making her debut on Fox and Friends on September 6th. I'm Chris Barnes.
Taking a look now at your money, a mixed bag on Wall Street. The Dow gaining 49.5 points to close at 26,252. The Nasdaq down almost 29 points. The S&P 500 down a point and a half. Vice President Mike Pence talking about the Trump economy. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the report.
Vice President Mike Pence was visiting South Jordan, Utah to discuss the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Pence says the American economy is booming and President Trump has delivered on his campaign promises. Pence also says the unemployment rate is at an all-time low.
Businesses large and small have created 6.2 million new jobs, including 125,000 new jobs right here in the state of Utah.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.